Joining us now, a guy that is also no stranger to free food and enjoys it as much as we do, from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com, Pete Doherty, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Pete, how you doing?
Good. I'm kind of hungry. I was thinking of popping by your office.
Come on by anytime you want, man. That is fantastic. Hey, I just put it out to listeners, and I got a great reaction and a lot of great questions, but some of the burning questions you have that want to be answered at this press conference today for Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst, also Matt LaFleur, what would they be off the top of your head?
You know, I think maybe the biggest thing I'm wondering is how he's going to approach dealing with Aaron Rodgers, what his thinking is there, what he, you know, looking at the tape that he's seen, what he thinks Rodgers' issues were last season. I'd be curious what they told him about the power structure and if that might change, and if, you know, Murphy might make Gutekunst go back to the old model, you know, a year or two down the road, or if that even came up. I don't know that he'd answer about who his next special teams coach is going to be. I guess, that, you know, just I'm kind of winging it here off the top of my head.
Sure.
Those are three things that come to mind.
That is about one of the top three questions, the special teams, how they're going to fix that, who that coach is going to be. I mean, you would assume in the interview process when they say, hey, you know, if you get this job, who might be some of your staff members? My assumption is he's already got a few guys in mind that he would like to bring in and say, okay, maybe this or that guy might be a good special teams coordinator. You gotta assume that Ron Zook is no longer going to be with the organization.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And I think these guys, from what I've, you know, read in the last week or so about the interview process and stories of guys who've been through it, I think they come in with, you know, like at least a three deep depth chart of who they'd hire for coordinators and position coaches. So I would assume that he's showing them at least three names of guys that he would hire, or at least try to hire.
Do you like this hire?
You know, I can't really say like or dislike. I get it. It doesn't have me scratching my head. I think it's got some people around the league scratching their head a little bit, because he was only a, you know, play calling coordinator for 1 year. There's a good reason, you know, if all things being equal, for going with an offensive guy, because it's a quarterback's league. And so if you have a guy who's an expert in quarterbacks, that gives you a leg up. You're not going to lose him if the team does well, like you would with a coordinator or quarterback's coach. The background with the, you know, having worked so many years with Shanahan and McVay, that's good on paper. You know, that doesn't guarantee anything. Look at all the Belichick guys who've had all this great training under the league's best coach, and they end up being no better than anybody else. But I get the hire. I understand it. And I guess the question is, did whatever he said and did in his interview that struck those guys in their guts as, you know, this should be the guy, will that show up as a head coach? Does he have the stuff to be a head coach, coaching the coaches? You know, setting the work environment, setting the mentality of the team, all that stuff is huge. And you just never know with somebody until they actually sit in that chair for a couple of years.
Talking with Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. You've got Matt LaFleur's press conference coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. Everybody wants to know about the relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? And I said earlier, because there's a lot of people concerned about that, I think you walk through the door with a modicum of respect. I think it's the approach. Do you walk in and do you work with Aaron? Do you allow Aaron more say in the offense? I mean, that's kind of my burning question. Are you an RPO guy? Does he get a lot of options at the line of scrimmage? Does he have more freedom, less freedom? I mean, because this seemed to be something that popped up and perception becomes reality. It seemed like Aaron was just kind of doing his own thing, and Mike McCarthy's getting blamed for a very bad offense being predictable and stale, and Aaron Rodgers apparently is calling some of his own stuff. So I think that's the biggest question, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not just about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you've got personnel issues. You've got a defense you need to make better. Now, I know it seems like they're going to keep Mike Pettine on, but the rest of the coaching staff, how is that going to remain? I mean, you know, for a first-time head coach, I really want to know how overwhelming all of this is.
It's a huge job. I was talking with a colleague last night and saying, I wonder if this guy, you know, has much of an understanding of what he's walking into. And for all the reasons the Packers you know, centric reasons, but also it's this to some degree or to a large degree anywhere you go. I think guys don't really, you just don't understand how big the job is until you do it. And so I'm guessing he doesn't really know what he's in for, and he'll have to learn fast. You know, the big thing with Rodgers will be, there are probably, a number of different ways to approach it, but he's got to get the guys' respect right off the bat. And if there's respect between those two, there are a lot of different ways it can go. They're close in age, so it would probably feel more like a collaboration. Did you read that Peter King thing with when he embedded on that Saturday with the Saints with Sean Payton and Breeze?
Right.
Now, couldn't you just feel like that those two guys liked each other and respected each other reading that? He's somehow going to have to get that respect from Rodgers and quickly if it's going to work. And that'll mean he'll have to be himself, but he'll have to prove to be sharp, and Rodgers will have to be open-minded. And it's a two-way street. I don't mean to put it all on LaFleur, but, if there's respect between the two, then the bumps on the road don't really matter that much. But if there's not respect, then you've got a huge problem.
You bring up a great point, because the question is why did Sean Payton and Drew Brees last so long? Why has Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin, why has that lasted so long? Even though Brady and Belichick have won Super Bowls, and certainly they've had success, and success covers a lot of ills, why have they lasted so long, and why is there such a high level of respect? You never hear any back-talking or backhanded slaps coming out of Tom Brady. Very, very rarely, and if so, it's thinly, thinly veiled. So the question is, why do those guys work? And the McCarthy-Rodgers relationship became almost toxic.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's, some of it's probably the personality of the quarterback. Some of it's just, with Peyton, I'm guessing, Peyton's just such a sharp guy that, Breeze, he had his respect the whole way along. And, obviously Rodgers lost respect for McCarthy's offense for sure. And for the play calling, I guess I don't really have a good answer for you, Bill, on that, other than it worked. And I don't know if I'm trying to kind of go back through the really good quarterbacks in history. I mean, Shula and Marino, that seemed to work. Now, Tomlin has the advantage of he's not working with Roethlisberger hands-on like that every day.
Mm-hmm.
The disadvantage is that how many coordinators have they gone through during those years?
Right.
I think it's been several, and it's been kind of up and down. And you have trouble keeping those guys if you succeed. I guess I don't have a good answer for you other than, it takes two to tango, and it's probably some combination of what each of those guys is like and what each of those quarterbacks is like.
Yeah, I was going back to talking to colleagues. I was saying, why do those guys have a good relationship and Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy didn't? And the only thing that I could figure and that we could figure was that Rodgers is such an incredibly smart quarterback, not to say others aren't, but he just is. He's the smartest guy in the room. And when instead of embracing one another's knowledge and working on the same page, it almost seemed at times as if Mike McCarthy became the guy that was trying to outguess or outthink or outdo Aaron Rodgers, who was then trying to outthink and outdo Mike McCarthy. Therefore, instead of working together, it almost became competitive to where they were butting heads. In addition to that, I can't remember any quarterback that's had a long-run relationship with a head coach where the head coach gave up playing duties, was shown up on a football field. Remember when he threw the challenge flag in Detroit, threw the challenge flag and had issues with Aaron Rodgers in Cincinnati years ago, where they had issues obviously on that in that 2014 NFC Championship game and taking foot off the gas and questioning play calling. And I can't remember anything being as back and forth, backhanded, somewhat contentious in any team that had any lasting success. You know what I mean?
I do. I was, it just made me think, I saw a clip of when I was doing some research on McDaniels last year, Brady coming off the field and him and McDaniels barking at each other. It was a game in 17. It wasn't 18. So these things, you have these blow-ups, but I think it goes back to that you have to have that mutual respect. I mean, think of Favre and Holmgren. I'm sure Favre was resistant in a lot of ways to what Holmgren did, but I think his respect for Holmgren ran so deep. And that's where you get into the, you know, the idea of, you know, that you talk about how smart Rodgers is. He's a very bright guy, and he knows it, and he does think he's the smartest guy in the room. And so that's why I think it's important that somebody he's dealing with over there, whether it's – and it's best if it's the head coach, if he feels like that guy is an intellectual equal, that would help a lot.
Pete, always a pleasure. It's going to be an interesting afternoon, and I'm sure we'll get more assessment down the road. We'll be reading your stuff tomorrow as well. Thanks so much, pal.
Okay, thanks for having me, Bill.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.